This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KABC.com or on Alexa, play KABC. It is Alan Gervey, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life, and I'm here in my home. Carrie Kasem is in the studio. Carrie, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. It's kind of an odd Easter, though. Somebody sent me happy COVID Easter, and it was a bunny rabbit with a mask on. Yeah. I was like, well, yeah, that sums it up.
Yep. I hope everyone is having, what would you say? What kind of Easter? A satisfactory Easter if you celebrate it? If you celebrate Passover, happy Passover.
That's about
as
much.
You do that on Passover, but
that's about as much of my Jewish prayers that I know. Because when you grow up in Beverly Hills, all of your friends are Jewish. You get to go to temple and Hebrew school. I had every night before we snuck out on Friday night with my friends who are Jewish, we'd have to do Shabbat. So I had learned some of the prayers, and then we'd sneak out.
Well, speaking of Beverly Hills, I want to shout out to my friend Lester Friedman, who is just made the mayor of Beverly Hills. So congratulations, Lester. It's been quite a week, hasn't it, Carrie?
It has. But is Lester the one that's like making everybody in Beverly Hills cover their entire face or they get arrested?
I'm not sure. Maybe he is.
This is just wrong. This is just
you've been posting a lot.
Gone
Boy,
too
you're
far.
Very outspoken during these difficult times. I saw a post this morning, actually, regarding an interview you did with HLN and Susan Hendricks. And before we get to that, I just want to tease the show, because it is a tease. We are having an interesting show today. We are featuring YouTube and how to be a YouTube star. And we're fortunate enough to have with us one of the top YouTubers in the world, Trevor James, who is going to be calling us from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, a little bit later. He's a food and travel vlogger, and he's got 3.3 million subscribers, pretty good. And we're going to have Josh Zimmerman on. He's his manager. He's the founder of JZ Management, and Josh is the expert on digital talent managing and how to become a YouTube sensation. So if you have nothing to do as you stay home, maybe you could become a YouTube sensation. Carrie, you've always wanted to be a YouTube sensation, haven't you?
Yeah, no, not so much, but that's okay. I mean, if it came to me and I was making money, that'd be great. But that's really never been my thing. That's okay.
Well, if you listen to the show today, and I know you are, because we're looking at each other right now, we're on FaceTime.
Can I tell Carrie. People what you look like?
No, don't.
Come on, you always do it to me.
I'll let you a second, but I'll tell you one thing. I've been watching The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on a nightly basis, and his kids come in, his two young girls come into the show, come into the screen. So you may see my two little ones, Hudson and Harper, running in to say hi on the show today. But so far, they must be watching TV or doing something else because they haven't come in like Jimmy Fallon's two girls do. But go ahead.
You're
mesmerized by my look.
It is. You look like it in person. He got on, and I'm like, that is Alan. You look like Pepe Le Pew. He's got this mustache. He's got the hat turned backwards, some glasses on. I mean, literally, you do not look like yourself. It's very odd. I think if I saw a picture of you, I wouldn't recognize you.
You know, I think a lot of people look very different than they do in their public life. They've been home for a long time. A lot of people, their hair color is changing, and maybe they're putting on a few pounds. They're not getting dressed, so they look very different. I do have a shirt on, so I've done something today.
You got up.
I got up. So you had this post that you did with HLN, with Susan Hendricks, and you talked about keeping in touch with their elderly loved ones during the holidays and during this time. It's very important.
Yes, it is. You know, they were asking, since I do a lot of work with the elderly, you know, what's this in this time when they're isolated and nobody can come visit? It's very important to send, you know, if you can, you know, a call, and I'd send a call. I mean, like, you know, call them once, call them twice a day. It's very important to keep, you know, that a communication going, because they feel so alone already and so isolated already. But when you can't go and visit, it can bring some of them really down, you know, and the anxiety level soars. So it's important.
And you've done this with the Casey, Kasem Cares Foundation.
Yes.
You're an expert at this because you've devoted so much of your life to it. And it really got me motivated, because I've been contacting my mom a lot during this period of time, feel really badly. We're supposed to be there right now, but we're not, because we couldn't fly to Toronto. So I thought maybe it would be nice, motivated by Carrie Kasem and the Kasem Cares Foundation,
aww,
to call my mom and see how she's doing. She's been shut in for about 30 days now. I don't think she's, maybe a little bit longer, but I know she hasn't been out, and she lives by herself, so maybe we can call her. Wayman, can you get her on the line, or Rachel?
Yep, she's on the line. Rachel just got her on.
Mom, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, listening.
Hi. Uh-huh. How's it going? Carrie wants to say hi.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm done. I'm waiting for this to just be all over with. But
we all are.
Yeah. How are you doing being in the house?
I'm okay. I'm looking for the next thing to eat.
I want to give everybody who is like you, you know, you're staying home, you're not going out, please, yeah, crack your windows. It's very important. It's very, people do not understand this.
What did you just say?
You need to crack a window, even if it's freezing.
Crack your windows.
Yes.
Yeah. So what it means is, when you're very frustrated about what's been going on, you take a book and you throw it at the window to crack the window.
That's right. That's right. You crack all the windows. No, it's very, let me tell you something, how important fresh air is. They've done studies on it for people who are in, whether it's hospitals or recovery or not feeling well, that people who go out and get some fresh air or sunshine recover much faster. Not saying anybody is sick, but what happens is when you live in a house or an apartment, you keep everything shut. All of the chemicals from the paint, from the rugs, from the TV, everything. There's a lot of chemicals in the house that, because of the pressure inside, pull them out, and you're breathing all of that. A chemist
told me
this.
Mom, what she's trying to say is to open your windows a bit.
I think if I just open them, it will be okay.
That's right. Cracking your windows, that's what I mean by, yeah. So just for everybody listening.
I thought you literally meant crack them.
No.
Take a hammer and crack your window.
No,
some people who may be getting very frustrated about the situation. How have you been doing emotionally, Mom?
Not bad.
You're hanging in there?
Yeah, watch TV and talk to the kids.
And you've been alone for over a month?
Is it over a month?
I think so. I don't know. You start losing track of time after a while.
When you're not having fun.
When you're not having fun. What about dress? Have you been getting dressed up every day, or how's that been going?
Not every day.
I did a TV news program this morning, and I put the behind the scenes. Alan, what was I wearing?
I got it right up in front of me right now. What are you wearing? You're wearing, like, pajamas.
Yeah. I knew that I was only going to be pretty much a face and shoulder shot, so I have pajamas on the other lower half. I just didn't get out of them all day. Until now.
And you have bare feet.
Yep. Yeah.
Mom, what are you wearing? I should be asking that. What are you wearing, a robe?
Oh, and slippers, no socks.
No socks. Carrie didn't have socks on either.
Buddy.
No. So have you watched any good programs? For anybody listening, people are like, you know, everybody said, oh, we've watched everything. Is there anything that you've seen that's good that you can suggest?
No, and I don't know.
Don't say the news, whatever you do, because...
No, I don't like the news.
Good for you.
I can't even think what I was watching.
You've been watching game shows. I know that.
I know my mom has told me that
because I've been calling quite often, as Carrie has suggested. And my brother and sister have as well, and they've been bringing food and leaving her at her door, so that's been nice. But I know that you've told me, Mom, you've been watching some game shows.
Well, I always like game shows. I watch Let's Make a Deal.
Old and Family Feud.
Family Feud, The Pyramid. But I always did. It didn't matter if it was this time or last year.
Yeah, but I think you've been watching a little more, and you said you're still watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
And a lot of old movies?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you have to. I mean, I'm alone.
So what would you say, being alone, what would you say to others who are alone like you are and you don't get a chance to be with anyone? You live by yourself. How do you stay motivated?
Well, I mean, I live by myself all the time, so I don't know. It's sometimes better. You don't have to go out. You don't have to see people if you don't want to.
So, you're a true shut-in.
You do what you want to do, and you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing, like your son.
Okay, so don't tell me what you're doing. You're just having a good time.
That's hilarious.
But I know you've been motivational to a lot of people. I mean, even with me, when I've said a few times how this is getting tough with two kids running around and trying to work from home, and you've told me to stay the course and to think that it will be over at some point.
Yeah, it'll pass, and just do the best you can, and try, and if you get frustrated, go into the other room.
Yeah, it's going to pass into socialism,
have a house with
then communism, room. And then totalitarianism. But we're good.
It'll pass. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's words to live by to, continue, fight on, and not give in to whatever.
No, it does get depressing. But then, as they say, just change the room you're sitting in or go away from your children, go downstairs. I mean, I'm alone. I don't know which is worse, to be alone.
I don't either. That's a good question.
It's an interesting question. You know, I'm alone. You're with the kids who sometimes are acting up. So what would you rather have?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Think I feel for a lot of people who are alone. It's hard to get away from themselves. I can fortunately be able to walk into another room. But it's also a good time to get people together. And I've been bonding with my family, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have been bonding with their family.
You mean on the phone?
On the phone and here in my house. But
in your house.
The most important thing is to keep communication. As Carrie said, keep communication. Right, Carrie?
That's right.
And it's nice that we had a chance to talk, Mom, and we hope this is going to be over soon enough so that you can get out. I know it's hard being alone, but, there's a lot of support for people who are living alone without anyone visiting and without a chance to get out. So hang in there. Carrie, what are your words to my mom before we go to break?
You know, as long as you can talk on the phone and talk to your family, and if the family would phone their elders now and, and then, and remember that we're alone, and I can't complain.
Good, and I'm glad to hear you're in actually much better spirits than I thought you'd be in, because, Alan was saying you've been there for 30 days, but you sound okay with it, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Good.
All right, well, we'll keep calling and keep in touch. Thanks for listening to the show. We've got a big show ahead of us. We got the YouTubers on. We've got Trevor James and Josh Zimmerman, the management for U2 Jay-Z Management, coming up after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and and death. RGW lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Is that the music we're listening to, Carrie?
Wayman has decided not to play Don't Stand So Close to Me for the 50th time. Again.
So he's playing a little Bronski beat?
The fact that you know this. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't play Blue Monday. Tomorrow could be Blue Monday. Why are you looking at me like that? We're doing a radio show and Carrie is pissed off at me.
I'm not pissed off. I'm laughing. I think you're funny. You look like Pepe Le Pew. You are, you know, entertaining me completely. But we should let people know they are listening to Gervey's Law.
They are listening to Gervey's Law. I am Alan Gervey. She's Carrie Kasem. We are not together. We are socially distanced. God. And during the break, my two kids ran in here. They wanted to say hi to Carrie, but I told them we were doing a radio show, so they left. So, Carrie, my kids say hi.
Tell them hi.
You are in the studio now. You know, I got to tell you, Carrie, so many people have been texting me, calling me, emailing me, saying, what do we do while we're not in the office, while we're not working? And, you know, there's so many things that people can do. One of them is real simple. Become a YouTube star.
Oh,
it's
super
so
simple.
Easy, isn't
yeah.
it, Carrie?
Easy, yeah. You should see all the hundreds of views I have.
Hundreds. Well, what about someone who has 3.3 million subscribers, viewed over 410 million times, one of the leading YouTubers, food and travel vlogger, Trevor James, who is the Food Ranger, and I'm proud to say he's a fellow Canadian. And as well, we have Trevor with us, but we also have Josh Zimmerman, the founder of Jay-Z Management. He is one of the top digital talent managers in the world. Has a number of YouTubers who he has helped become very successful. And Trevor and Josh, we want to welcome you under these difficult times to Gervey's Law.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very happy to be here.
Well, you're not really here, but it's nice to hear your voices. The fact of the matter is we're really far apart. We are taking social distancing really seriously. Trevor James is in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Correct, Trevor?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
KL.
Wow.
KL. One of the really cleanest, nice, well, not compared to Singapore, but very dry out there, like very dry.
It's a beautiful city and great food.
Yes.
Love it here. Yes. Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about the food, Trevor, but I got to tell you, I want to give you congratulations because I saw your little video that you did when you kind of announced to all of your followers and all of the subscribers as well as your fans that you were going to stay put. You really put the importance of social distancing ahead of what you do for a living, which is very, very successful, traveling around, making an accessible window of street food around the world. And I'll tell you, it probably was very difficult to continue doing that, going to the streets of all of these places with incredible foods, and you took the responsible path and hunkered down in Kuala Lumpur. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think it was a good choice, and we made that choice fairly early before all of the lockdowns around the world, but I think, it's the responsible thing to do, and I don't think it's a smart choice to be out there filming and interacting with the situation in the world right now.
You know, Josh, when we talk about people who have done what Trevor has done, obviously not many has been as successful. Tell us a little bit about how your business has been going and whether people during this really difficult time where people are looking for things to do, whether they've come to you and said, hey, how do I become a YouTube star?
Well, thank you for having me. You know, I think what Trevor said about, you know, staying put and putting that message out there is super important. So I commend him as well as a friend, as his manager, but also as a life coach, as the first ever life coach for creators. I'm getting a lot of creators who are stressed out, who are anxious. But one of the sort of funny parts about it is a lot of creators and creatives work on their own. So being at home in lockdown is sort of normal for them, except for someone like Trevor who travels, 330 plus days out of the year. What we're seeing actually in the YouTube economy or the digital economy is watch time and viewership is through the roof. Everybody's going live. Everybody's coming online because they don't know what else to do. And so that's something that is we're seeing an unprecedented amount of growth, not only on Facebook, but TikTok and Instagram, all over the place.
You know, Josh, what I'm also seeing an unprecedented amount of is censorship on YouTube and videos being taken down. And have you had any issues with the people that you're working with?
No, I haven't. You know, YouTube lifted. They were pretty strict in the beginning that if you said coronavirus or you said COVID-19 or you had the end of the description, they would actually, it's a big yellow symbol, and they would demonetize you and say this is not safe. They've lifted that off because they want people to get the message out like Trevor did. But there are, and even people from YouTube are working from home. But I think that there probably is an uptick in people doing irresponsible things when it comes to uploading different content or encouraging things that people should not be doing. So some of those takedowns or violations of the terms of service and community guidelines, I could see being much more strictly enforced.
So turning to something that is a little more positive, and that, I appreciate that comment. Let's get to you, Trevor. Tell us a little bit about how you became the food ranger. It's an interesting story, and it starts in my home country of Canada. And I think a lot of people kind of need to hear that you weren't necessarily an overnight sensation and all the hard work you did and the love of people, travel, and food.
It's been a fun journey through the years, and it's taken I think it's 6 or 7 years now. Started in university in Canada, and I remember I would start taking little trips. I had a summer job, and I would save up some money, and I remember I started traveling around Asia, and I fell in love with the food and the people so much. And wherever I went, I just remember myself traveling to eat and tasting new flavors. And I started filming it. And after I graduated, I moved to China, to Chengdu, which is the home of Sichuan food, spicy, fragrant, delicious food, and started filming. And we would go into these markets, not only in China, but all around Asia and the world, in Turkey, Mexico. And my goal was to show how friendly people are around the world through food. And over time, through a series of choices along the way, I was able to turn it into a full-time, I guess you could say, job. And it's something I would do even if there was no money involved, because I just love doing what we do, and that's traveling and creating content and inspiring people to show them how friendly people are around the world.
You know, Go ahead. I was gonna say something about that, because when I lived in Singapore for a year, and when you go to the hawker centers or the malls, it's not like this in the States, but people will come and join your table. They don't even ask. They just sit with you. Have you put that on your show?
Yeah. Exactly. It's it's a lot closer quarters, and people just sit together and eat together, and you meet a lot of nice people.
Yes.
And especially the owners of the stalls.
Yes.
They've all got a unique specialty. And what I love so much is that you can travel, to the next town, and every next town will have their own special food. And that's what's so much fun, is that there's different food in every little town.
Yeah.
all around the world.
Yeah, you know, you're just reminiscing so much about the good old days when people actually used to eat together, and you went and sat and people served you. Wow, I almost remember when that occurred, and I'm being a little facetious.
Yeah.
Hopefully that won't be too far down the road when we get back to that, because it's so special. And to watch you, Trevor, and to see how excited you get to be with people and how people are so excited to be with you. We need to take a break, but I do want to do a little tease, because I know people started, their mouths are watering listening to you talk about, you know, some of these wonderful street foods that you've had. And I want to ask you about some of the foods that, you know, maybe will get people's mouth watering that you've tried. Scrambled testicles, fried heart, live coconut worms, intestine soup,
This is killing me. This is killing me.
Oh, yeah, the good stuff, the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. All right, well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Trevor Jones, James the Food Ranger, and Josh Zimmerman of Jay-Z Management, and you're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right. Well, we are rolling now. Do you like that, Carrie? We're rolling now.
We're rolling.
All right. We're talking to Trevor James, the Food Ranger, and Josh Zimmerman, the founder of Jay-Z Management. And we're going to get to the scrambled testicles in a minute, because a lot of people have been calling in. Our board has lit up wanting to know how they taste. But before we do that, Josh, I want to ask you something, because I read with interest your comments about how difficult it really is to become a YouTube sensation. And you said to be prepared for fickle fans, clueless advertisers, and poor support from YouTube. Tell us, you know, you've had so much experience in this arena. Tell us how you came to say that.
So, you know, I've been in this in the digital space, and with, you know, working in the YouTube ecosystem since 2014. And back then, YouTube put out an announcement of that there were over 400 hours of video uploaded to YouTube every minute.
Wow.
That was 2014. So you can only imagine what it is now. And so the amount of people that are trying to make it and be recognized and have successful channels is in the millions upon millions of people. And so when you get to somebody like Trevor's stratosphere, which is in the 0.0001%. If you talk to most creators, they never wanted to be famous. They did it for the love of just creating content. It's pretty rare to find a creator or a YouTuber that wants that started off doing this just to be famous. And so that's the really interesting thing here, right? Is that you know, people who want to be famous in LA, right? You have an agent and a manager, and you do the acting thing or whatever you need to do. If anyone has watched Trevor or anybody has watched content that resonates with them, it's because they have a really strong why. So when people say, "Oh, should I become a YouTuber?" My answer is usually no. Unless you are doing it because you love to create content and to share what you create. But don't expect to make any money off of it.
You know, that's really good advice, because I think a lot of people, like anything, you know, we live in LA and we see people coming here all the time trying to make it big, not realizing that you do have to have a love for what you're doing, because it doesn't happen overnight. And one of the things, when you look at the Food Ranger, you see the real love that Trevor has for some foods that I know Carrie and I would never eat.
Me too. Okay. We've had plenty of calls.
Rocky Trevor, Mountain Trevor. Oysters. That's all I want to hear about, is the Rocky Mountain oysters. That's it.
Oh, my. Well, if we're going to go down this topic here, the testicle dish is famous in quite a few countries around the world. And our motto is to try local food, and if it's served to us, we won't usually say no, unless it's an endangered species or a household pet. That's the limit, I think. And for testicles, we've had a beautiful home-cooked meal with that in Sri Lanka. You can find it grilled in Pakistan. And in Malaysia, there's bull penis soup. The list goes on. And
I mean, do people that have money eat penises, or is that just like literally? I mean, there are people that they get the rest of the animal. I mean, is that something people choose to do?
You know, it's funny because it reminds me of when I was in Israel. I was with my mother, and my mother was on the show earlier talking about what it's like being alone in her home without anyone around. And we were in Israel, and we were at a Chinese food restaurant, and the man came up to my mom and said, "Do you like penis?" And my mom looked and said, "Excuse me?" And she said, "Penis, you want a penis?" And he was saying peanuts, but it came out penis. So anyway, sorry,
do people really? I mean, is that like a delicacy, or is that something that people take because they get the rest of it, the rest of the animal?
I think that dish, it's been on the menu a few times in a few different places, and we've tried it, and usually the answer that when I press for more information, I ask, so what? Who eats this, and what's this for? Usually the answer is that it's good for men's health.
I see.
Well,
you know, it's too bad we do a radio show here. You should see Carrie's face. It's priceless. But, you know, Trevor, you've said that, and there's so many foods that you really would love and eat that others don't, but you have put a stop at unidentified organ meats. So as long as they're identified, you'll try them, but unidentified, you won't?
Yeah. I'm not really going around the world to try and do shock value content. I'm just trying to show people how friendly people are around the world, and to show what local food is. We're not really in the search of the extreme. We're more in the search of the delicious and the nice food.
So, what's the most delicious thing you've ever had? And that's probably a lot.
There is a lot of food. Some of my personal favorite food is Indian and Chinese food, and that's why we love living in Malaysia, because there's a multicultural scene here. There's lots of Chinese, lots of Indian food, lots of Malay food, and we've been to India multiple times. Same with Pakistan. Iran has some amazing food. We were just in Iran last year. We visited the saffron farms, where they produce most of the world's saffron, where all of the food is infused with saffron. Lots of good food all around the world. In China, the Sichuan food is great, the dandan noodles, and hot pot. Tons of food that would really be hard for me to nail down my absolute favorite.
And when you say we, you're referring to your wife, Ting, who has played a real huge part in making you such a success. Talk a little bit about that.
Exactly. My wife, Ting, is from Guangzhou, China, the land of dim sum and Cantonese food. And we met actually at the very beginning of this this endeavor to create a big a fun YouTube channel, we met in Turkey in 2015 in Istanbul. I was just filming myself, and I flew to Istanbul to create some content, and we met at our hotel, and she started to help film, and from then on it was a teamwork endeavor, and we spent 5 years living in China creating content together, and we just moved to Malaysia.
Wow, what an amazing story. And, you know, Josh, we can just hear in Trevor's words the passion and the love, not only for his wife, but for the foods and what he's doing in the world and traveling. But to be successful, Josh, you really need the sponsorships, and you need to be able to make enough money so that you can continue doing what you love. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how to get these sponsorships.
So right now is probably the worst time to get any sponsorship.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are practically gone right now. But usually what happens is when you get to a reasonable size, you're going to have brands approaching you, or you're going to have a manager or a lawyer or an agent reaching out on behalf of you to do different kinds of integration. So there's a couple different ways to make money. One is the money that comes in through the ads that we all watch on YouTube. One thing that is really important to know, and just for everyone out there to note, is that, you know, when we, you know, if we're watching one of Trevor's videos and there's that ad that comes up, and you know that we have that little 6 second, you know, it says
right,
after 6 seconds we can skip it. So if you skip it, Trevor doesn't get paid. And so what it's called is it's called a CPM, which is cost per thousand. So if the advertiser is willing to pay $1 for 1,000 impressions, well, it's going to take 1,000 people to actually watch the ad, not the video, but the ad, for Trevor to make $1. And then YouTube comes in and goes, hey, thanks, we have a maintenance fee of 45%.
Wait, so let me ask you this, Josh. Why can't you make people watch it? Like, is there something?
No, Trevor or anyone else is not allowed to tell anybody to watch that.
No, just keep it playing instead of having the countdown to where you skip. Can't you just say, look, we just want the commercial there?
So we don't get to pick the commercials, actually. It is all so there are higher different kinds of commercials, the ones that you can't skip. And those actually are a higher CPM value. So if you don't skip the ad, you know, that money then does flow to the creator. But you don't know how much that ad is worth. We don't get to control what ads are put on the videos.
I see. That's it is very interesting, though, that you can't say, look, just play the commercial, whatever commercial it may be, before, you know, Trevor goes on. It's very, you know, it's that you
and
should
it depends,
have that.
Yeah, Trevor? It depends on the seasonality, too. So if it's Christmas time, the CPMs will be a lot higher. But if it's, you know, if the economy is not doing well, then there will be less advertisers placing ads in videos.
Right.
So right now is, you know.
So are you coming up with ideas now, thinking about what's going to happen? Clearly, we're going to be living in a different world, at least for a little bit after we get through this. So how do you, Trevor, come up with ideas on how to maintain all of that passion and creativity that you have when the dollars and cents of it may not make as much sense as it did before, at least for now?
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to adapt and go with the change. So right now we're planning on doing some videos at home, cooking some nice food that we've been inspired from through our travels. And I think once this slows down a bit and the situation gets better, I think the first step is that the borders might not open, but once it's 100% safe to go outside and eat in restaurants, We can continue creating local content here in Malaysia, but who knows how long that will be. So we're at home right now, and we'll be creating some content and maybe doing some live streams, interacting with our followers. I think it's a good time to have a greater connection with our followers, because everyone has a lot more time right now.
And so I'm sure John has some great advice for you on that as well. We're going to say something else because we've got to take a break, but go ahead.
I was just going to say that this is an exclusive for you guys. Trev has not announced that to his 4 million, almost 4 million on YouTube and 2 or 3 million on Facebook and 600,000 on Instagram. You guys got the scoop.
Awesome.
Well, Josh, I hope you can help us, because I know you've helped so many people get it out to the world, because we're happy to use our platform and our format to get that scoop out there, and we always needed a little help, and that's why Josh is there. He helps out when people like us that don't have, me being a lawyer, I don't have a whole lot of experience in this like you guys do, so we appreciate any help you can get. But right now we need to get some help from our sponsors, speaking of sponsors, so we need to take a break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposures, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive, with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers, and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner. If you're suffering from a work-related injury, Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now, 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
You're listening to Gervie's Law, giving you a new perspective to enrich your life. Now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Wow,
I was getting ready for Eric Carmen's All by Myself, and we're getting, a cheeseburger in paradise.
I'll go with a veggie burger in paradise. Beyond Burger in paradise.
I think Trevor does a lot more exotic street food than a cheeseburger. So if you watch the food range, you're going to see stuff that's a little more intense, some of the spices. And Trevor, and by the way, we're talking to Trevor James, the food ranger, food and travel vlogger. You talked about some super spicy foods. How do you deal with that? I know you love spices, but how do you deal with it? Because, you know, I'll have some hot wings, chicken wings, and I'll need like a gallon of water.
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff. I love spicy, and I think it's just sort of something living in Asia that you adapt to over time. And there's a way that the food is cooked here it doesn't feel like extreme spice. Even though it is spicy, it's more of like a fragrance that you enjoy. There's some really spicy food, like in Sichuan where I lived for 5 years, the hot pot can get really hot, and a lot of food, if it's cooked with fresh chilies, like in Thailand, it gets hot, because fresh chilies are much spicier than the dry ones, right? So, but for the most part, it's usually a side dish or something that's not the main feature. And if it is, you can usually get through it. And that's what I love, because it's delicious.
You know, I the first time I'm into spicy food now. I can eat pretty hot. You know, I'm not ghost pepper hot there, but I can eat pretty hot. And I started out in 97, I lived in Singapore. I was on MTV and we did a whole thing for the Thai New Year where they throw paint on you and everything. Well, they actually, they put the camera on me as I went to taste the papaya salad made by the street vendors. And I took bite of that. I couldn't breathe. I'm like literally fanning my mouth. There's no water anywhere. I'm literally dying on camera because I didn't realize like how hot they make. It's papaya salad. It's green papaya. It looks yummy. I thought it was going to be sweet. It's sour and my mouth was on fire. So yeah, the stuff in Thailand is their normal is our spiciest hot out here in America.
You know, Trevor, these may be my ideas for you. You know, you talk about what you're going to be doing while you're hunkered down in your kitchen in Malaysia. Here's some ideas. Carrie's giving you some stuff for all your subscribers that maybe you can be cooking and putting together. I know we were talking about that before the break, and, you know, Josh was telling us, Josh Zimmerman, of course, of Jay-Z Management, was talking about you know, the scoop. Here we are, your subscribers, you're, close to 4 million now or 4 million. What are you looking at as you move forward? How do you get, and we can ask Josh this as well, because I know he talks about the importance of merchandising and brand deals and everything. How do you get bigger and bigger even though you're almost at the pinnacle?
I think it's important to stay passionate and coming up with and doing things that build inspiration. So for us, that's doing what we've always been doing and being able to keep traveling, or showing some positive energy in the world that brings people together. And I think there has to be a why behind every decision, that we do. So
Josh,
we'll keep, yeah.
No, go ahead. Just finish. Sorry, we're just running against the clock now.
Yeah, so we'll keep doing that, every decision we make.
And real quick, Josh, what are you, now you have other clients as well. Is it yoga with Adrian and the Hyla Cooking, Kuma Films, James Rath? So, do you have Rabbi Jill too, or who's that?
That's my mom.
I know. That's why I wanted to make sure we had a shout out for Rabbi Jill.
Awesome.
Thank you. There you go. So yeah, she you can hang out with her. Go over to Rabbi Jill. Search on Facebook. You can find her.
You've got all these people.
She's my mom.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said I'm not getting paid for it, but she's my mom, so I'll do it for her.
Oh, that's
but the
sweet.
Other ones you do get paid for, so you can check them out as well, the ones that I mentioned. Tell us quickly, because my wife would kill me if I don't ask this question before we get off the air today, is what do you recommend for a TikTok video? She wants to do one.
I think the having fun and dancing, probably with a video of Trevor would be great. Have him in the background.
You mean not one of the characters in The Tiger King? What?
You can do that too. You can,
Trevor.
As long as your wife has fun with it, it will go viral.
I think Trevor should dress up like Joe Exotic, and his wife can be Carol Briskin or whatever her name is, Baskin, and you guys should do something like that.
I got a question for Trevor. Do I have to pay a royalty if we have you in the background when we're doing our dance?
No.
That's a question for me. That's a question for me as his manager, but no, you guys are good. We'll give you the green light.
Thanks.
All right, so we got to wrap it up. My two adorable kids just walked in. You want to just say goodbye from and say thank you to Trevor and Josh? You want to say goodbye to Trevor and Josh? Say thank you.
Thank you.
Aw, that's so cute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're so cute.
Have a great rest of the day.
Okay. All right. Well, Trevor, Josh, good luck with everything. The Food Ranger, Jay-Z Management. Oh, look, Carrie's waving to you guys. Say hi.
Guys. Hi.
We're going to have to wrap that up. Thanks so much for being with us, Trevor and Josh. And good luck during this time. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye, guys. All right, you want to say goodbye for Gervie's Law? We got to go off. Say bye for Gervie's Law.
Bye for Gervie's Law.
Bye, guys.
Bye for Gervie's Law.
This show was furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.